Hello, Audio Boo. It is a very sultry, humid, steamy, whatever you like to call it, day here in Orpington. Excuse me, I'm just going to turn the radio down a bit. I don't know if we had any rain overnight. I certainly didn't hear it, and I was awake for a good part of the night because I didn't start my dialysis till late yesterday, so that means I have to be up late. So I was. And I was up late and I didn't hear it raining. It was very, very hot to try and sleep. But once I did lay down, I slept properly straight away. So it was okay. But I woke up several times in the morning. I woke up to make sure I kind of got up for work and also... He was up, of course. He didn't get in till last night, till 1:45. He'd been out up to London with some friends. And I thought he might not want to get up this morning, but he did. And Obi got home at about 11 o'clock. Now, he finishes at 8, but with the Sunday buses, also he has to fill in a lot of records. And he does his... Before, you know, once the other staff come on, he at 8 o'clock, he sits down and does his records. A lot of people do them as they're going along, but I don't think that's doing them properly because some people will do them at 5 o'clock up till 8 o'clock, and so they'll do them for things that haven't even happened yet, which I don't think is right. So he was there till 9:04, he signed out, and then he rang me, and he was at the bus stop, and then he rang me and said he's got to go back because they have to have the, they're all given a phone. I don't know whether it's like some internal device so that they can quickly connect to other people if they've got a problem with one of the residents or something. He'd come out with a phone. It's not the first time he's done that. So he had to take it all the way back. And of course then, Sunday buses being as they are, he probably might have even missed one in that time. Yes, I'm making a cup of tea with my Tassimo. As you may be able to hear. So, I woke up as he got home and he went to bed. We're like ships that pass in the night, definitely. And that's how it's going to be today as well, because he's got work again tonight. And we don't know about the rest of the week yet, next week, so... He'll be told that today. I hope it's not till next weekend again or the end of the week, so we've got a few days together, which has been really nice this week as he hasn't been doing the community work. I just want to talk about my Audio Boo app. I remember Sultan talking about this a couple of months ago. She deleted hers and reinstalled it, which is what I've done now because... I got a notification that I had a very little storage space left on my phone, and when I looked in settings under usage, I had about 250 MB left. So I went to look at the apps, and most of them didn't take up much space at all, but I did delete about 3 or 4 that I don't use because it's pointless having them, but they still didn't make any difference. And then I looked at Audio Boo, it's 11 gig. So I said, you're going late. So I deleted it and reinstalled it. And of course it's fine now. So I've now got more than 11 gig of space on my phone. Because I was thinking, I've got no photos. I've got no music on my phone. I might have a couple of photos. I've certainly got no music. And I was thinking, why am I running out of space? I haven't even got that many apps, you know. I've got... Blind Square, and I did have Cam Find. I deleted that because I don't really use it. I've got Tap C, and I had 2 bus apps. I deleted one of those, and you know, I haven't got much to be honest. So I was a bit perplexed over it, really. And then I looked at then I came to Audio Boo, and I said, "Aha! Therein lies your problem." So I'm going to put milk in my tea. I have. Skimmed milk, so I'll put it from the fridge, not from a disc. I only have a tiny little bit because I like very strong tea. out now. I'm not quite au fait with the timing of things yet. Oops. Okay. There. Getting quite a collection of these now. Put them in the recycling. Well, the tea, I don't know. I'm not sure whether to put that in there because I've still got tea leaves left in it. Okay, so I've got my tea now. Let me have a taste of it. Whoops. Smells nice. Mmm, lovely. I like my tea strong. I cannot stand milky tea. Ooh, I like latte, but milky tea is a no-no. It's absolutely disgusting in my mind. To my mind. So, Connor's at work, Ronan's still at his auntie's, and get in your bed now, in your bed. You can really feel the heat of the sun, but it's cloudy. It's a strange day. It's very, very, very humid. What do you want, Kyle? Hey, where's your bone? My sister came round yesterday with my nephew and niece and Ronan and their little dog Jimmy, who's a Jack Russell, because my sister had to have her dog put to sleep last weekend, and Jimmy's very subdued at home. He's not eating properly. As soon as he got here, he's alive again. They keep bringing him down here because when he sees the other dogs, you know, Lammy doesn't like him. And Niall is fine with him. Niall likes other dogs, but Lammy... And Yusuf, he just keeps on following him around. He frog marches him around, and he'll put him in a corner and make him stay there. He's really bossy like that. He didn't like him coming near me. He didn't like him going near Obi. But Jimmy was really naughty. I'm afraid he wrecks toys. I can't tell you over the years how many of my dog's toys he's wrecked. And he wrecked Niall's favourite sheep toy, which was really sad. It was one that sounded like a... It sounded like a duck, actually, and it came from Wilkinson's. He's had two of these, and they've both been ruined by other dogs, other people's dogs, even, not even my own. When I was staying at my mum's after the fire, I bought him one, and I bought my mum's dog, Tosh, who's a cross cocker, a spaniel and a poodle, what they call a cockapoo. I bought him a cow, and I bought Niall the sheep, and Tosh ripped up the cow because he will kill anything squeaky like Jimmy. He thinks he's killing it, and then he had an obsession. If he heard Niall squeaking the sheep in my bedroom, he would just wait outside the door. So when it wasn't in use, I'd put it up on the top of a chest of drawers, because if he got in there, he would ruin it. So one day someone let him in there, and he jumped up and he snatched it, and we couldn't get it off of him because he will bite you if he doesn't want to let go of something. And he ripped it to shreds. So I took Niall to Wilkinson's again. I said, come on, let's go, because we had to renew all their toys from the insurance money. And I ordered a lot online from Pets at Home and other places, the more durable rubber toys, but we got some squeaky things from Wilkinson's and a couple of balls and that. And so we went there, and Niall picked the sheep himself. He said, oh, I remember my sheep, I like that. So he picked it up in his mouth. I don't normally let him do things like that, but it was quite cute. And he carried it to the checkout in his mouth. So he loved that sheep, and he was always squeaking it. I think he's doing it on some booze on here, but now he's had his face ripped off and it's dead. And my sister did say she'd get me another one, but... Shush! Ronan said he's going into Wilkinson's in the week, and he said he'll get one for him. Tea. It's very quiet around here. Yesterday there was something. Oh, shut up. I don't know what he barks at. He hears something that no one else can hear. He can't hear it either because he's deaf. There was something, a function going on over at the school last night. It was an outdoor thing. They had a barbecue. It wasn't in the playground directly behind me, it was on the school field. And it did rain a little bit, and we had a couple of rumbles of thunder, but it didn't really develop into anything, and the rain was very disappointing. So I should have watered my plants, and I didn't, so I'm going to go and do that in a minute.
I don't know whether it's going to rain today. I don't know what the forecast is. But it is really humid, sticky weather. And when I was outside a few minutes ago, you could feel like droplets of moisture in the air. It wasn't exactly raining. It was just like the little cloud dripping a bit of moisture. It's really quiet everywhere. Obi's asleep, of course. He went straight to bed. When he got him, well, he had some cornflakes and then he went straight to bed. And he'll probably wake about 4:30, have something to eat. I'll have something to eat ready for him. And then he will go at 6, and there we go again. I don't really like this. It's not, I'm only used to it now. I mean, I don't mind the nights so much. I thought I was going to really hate the nights because, I mean, I've spent hundreds of nights on my own, obviously. I mean, the kids have been here, but you know what I mean. But I didn't think I'd like... Well, I don't like it, but I'm used to it. I get through it. The first night he wasn't here, I didn't sleep at all. And it wasn't because he wasn't here. It was just because I was in my non-sleeping phase, which is horrible. And so... But I've never had any other trouble, I don't think. I think every other night I've slept okay since he's been working at night. I mean, I go to bed really late, to be fair, mostly. I'm not an early-to-bed person. I never have been, actually. And I hate getting up as a consequence. I hate getting up early. I'm not really a morning person. I like the mornings. If I get myself up, I really enjoy being up early. But you can't burn the candle at both ends, as they say. So I am not particularly a morning person. I don't usually stay until bed till 11 o'clock, though, which I did this morning because I was just asleep. Because I didn't go to sleep till about 4. But it was a good sleep. A very nice sleep. Yeah, it was good. And I woke up feeling... I still feel a little bit tired, actually. Because I think I woke up... I think I woke up suddenly. I don't know what woke me up. I probably had a notification on my phone or something. And so I probably could have slept longer, actually. But I'm glad I didn't, because I don't... That would have been really awful. If I'd have woken up and I hadn't even spoken to Obi and he'd just been asleep in bed next to me, that would have been totally depressing. Because he won't wake me up because he thinks I'm sleeping. So he did call me in the morning. Sometimes he doesn't do that because when he comes out of work, because he doesn't want to wake me. And I said, well, please do that. Because if I wake up and I don't like it. If I wake up and I know you're on your way and I haven't heard from you. I don't know why I don't like it. Because I know... You know, he's coming home, but I just like to make contact, you know. So he usually calls me now. Except this morning he had to go back to the home to take his phone back. So it took him more than 2 hours to get home. I think he got actually home about 11:15. I woke up. I think it was the TV that woke me up. I woke up and I heard the TV downstairs, so I knew he must be home, unless Lammy or Niall decided to put the TV on, which I didn't think was very likely, even though Niall loves watching TV. He loves watching Animal Planet, and he loves watching Cops, because they've got the police dogs on there. He actually likes anything with animals in, even cartoons. He will sit and watch cartoons, and he really watches it, and he'll whine when he sees the animals, even if they're not making animal noises. He can recognise that they're, you know, even in a cartoon, what they're meant to be. Which I think is quite clever. Anyway, I'm just waffling about nothing. I forgot to take the chicken out of the freezer last night, so... Anyway, I think it's better Obi can sit down and enjoy his roast dinner tomorrow when he hasn't got work in the evening. So we'll be having... Well, they will be having lamb chops. Sauté potatoes... Sweet corn and probably some marrow and tomatoes and mushrooms and onions and peppers and something like that. And I've got some salmon. I'll have a piece of salmon. Not tinned salmon, which I don't really like, but, you know, proper salmon fillets. Anyway, I'm going to upload this now. I did a boo last night and I uploaded it. Well, I put a title and I pressed the upload button, and when I looked... I sent a message to somebody, and then I went to look to see if it had uploaded, and then it was there, but the other boo wasn't. So I looked on my profile, and it's totally gone, so I don't know what happened about that, but I'm hoping Audioboo's not going to be so downright temperamental now I've got rid of all that junk associated with it, because I've had awful problems lately with it. When you pause it, you can't start recording again, you have to turn the app off several times, and oh, I don't know, it's just very temperamental. And it messes up, you know, it makes when it's uploading, I don't know, I think that's going to change, but it makes voiceover go all over the place. And then it won't do anything, it'll be like silent when you move your fingers over the screen, and then suddenly it'll click, 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 and it'll start talking when you're not touching it, like all the things you, all the gestures you did, it was like, you know, it's doing them now. Like a few seconds after you activated them. I'm hoping that's, maybe that might be fixed, I don't know, we'll see. But I'm just hoping that I won't have any problems with uploading Booze now, with the large ones. I don't know why, I don't know how it collects so much crap. I mean, that's a hell of a lot of crap to collect, when none of the others do. I mean, okay, I use it quite a lot, and I don't use the others so much, but even so, Audioboo sorted out, you nearly choked my phone. Niall's still got his bone down there. He's not quite so mad on it now, because I don't know. Niall, let me have a look at your bone. Niall, bring me your bone. Bring it, bring it. Where's your bone? Yeah, that's it, bring it to me. Slide it across the floor. Right, let me have it, leave it. Oh no, he's still got... I don't know how he's ever going to get that out, but I know they do get it out in the end. I've got one, wash my hands now. I know they do get it out in the end, because, you know, when I've had dogs in the past and they've had marrow bones, you know, they end up completely empty. He will get there. And this morning we found, we threw Yusuf's little bone away from Pets at Home because he had it for a while and we didn't think he chewed on it. And I didn't want Niall to get hold of it because I thought he could crack that open. It was only a small one and it could be quite dangerous. So we threw it away. And then this morning, Obi said, Yusuf's got a bone in his basket. And I said, well, can you get it? Because I was to get my shoes on or something. Can you get it and give it to me? He said, I'm not going to take it. It'll go for me. So I went and put my hand in the bed. Of course, I can take anything right out of his mouth and it doesn't go for me. So no one else dares try. So I got it out of the bed, and it was half of Niall's bone, the one that he had from Pets at Home, which was solved a mystery, because when I saw it on the day I gave it to him, Niall had cracked it right in half. It was about the size of my hand, I suppose, in length. It might have been a bit shorter than that. Well, I've got quite small hands. He'd cracked it open, eaten the stuff out, now one half, which I did take off of him, he had broken it into pieces, which I thought was dangerous, and I found one spear of it on the stairs, which Lammy must have taken. It was like about a bit longer than my middle finger and a bit wider, so that got thrown in the food waste bin. And then we found the other bits of one half of it, and we never found the other half, which, when I'd seen it in Niall's bed, was intact. It wasn't broken at all. He hadn't broken that half. And then I looked for it everywhere, and I thought, you know what, I hope he's going to be okay. And then when he wasn't, when he didn't use his run, that wasn't that day. That was the day that we got the bones. He didn't use his run. No, he's been using it ever since, funnily enough. I don't know why he didn't use it that day. But anyway, I did get a bit worried that he might have jagged edges of bone stuck in his intestines. So I was quite relieved when we found that this morning, because then I knew the mystery had been solved. Someone had whipped off, some little dog had whipped off with it, taken it upstairs and hidden it. Anyway, I took it off of him, but he came over and he looked like he wanted it back. So I did say to Obi, I'd heard him chewing a bone, and he said, "Well, you can't, because I threw his bone away." And I said, "Oh," and then when we found this one, I said, "Oh, I wasn't imagining it then, was I?" I did hear him chewing the bone under the bed, but there's nothing left on it, because that one wasn't a proper marrow. Well, it obviously was at some point, but for the purposes of Pets at Home or whoever manufactures it, it had some paste put inside for the dogs to get out instead of real marrow. Oh, and I got to thinking about bones this morning, and the stuff inside is so disgusting, the real marrow bones. It feels like jelly. And I thought, oh, just think, oh, I've got my hand on my arm, or have my hand on my leg, and I'm full of that stuff. It's really disgusting when you actually break it down that way. So I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm going to go and finish my tea. Do you like your bone? It's nice, isn't it? We'll get you another one next week. I don't know if I'm going to get him one every week or every 2 weeks, but I'm going to make an appointment for him and Lammy to have their boosters next week, and then I'm going to get the vet to look at his teeth again to see if I've made any improvement. Well, not me, the bones have made any improvement, because the vet did say he didn't have much tartar on his teeth. It's only a little bit, but his gums were quite sore. And he said most dogs would have a lot more tartar on their teeth to get the gums like that. So we don't know why they're like it. He might just have sensitive gums or something. So I don't know if the bones are going to help, but that's what the vet recommended. But he's one of these vets that he isn't the main vet in the practice. It was the first time I'd ever seen him. But he's a vet that he's in his 50s and he had his own business, but he sold up because he got divorced. So now he's just working for somebody else till he retires. And he's an Irish chap, and he doesn't feed his dogs dried food or tinned food. He doesn't believe in it. He feeds his dog raw meat, and his cats, raw meat and bones. So he would recommend bones. But I have heard that in the past, that bones are good to keep the teeth clean. So I will try and get him one every week or every 2 weeks. I want him to try and finish this one, get all the marrow out of this first before we get another one. And I think next time we're going to get two. I don't know, they didn't have any smaller ones, they're only big ones, but Lammy was really crying for the bone the other day. He really wanted it, and he was like a spoilt child, and I gave him other treats, but that's not what he wanted. But the only thing is, I just don't want him taking it on the furniture or on my bed. I mean, Niall just has his in his bed or on the I mean, he didn't get out of his bed with it for about 3 hours, except to eat his food on Friday evening. So he actually got all the muck off the outside, because it's got a bit of blood and sinew and stuff. He actually got all that off before he brought it out of his bed, and now he just takes it on the rug in the middle of the floor, and it's only the inside that's got stuff in it now. The outside's just dry, so I don't mind that. I just don't like all the gore, you know, going over the furniture. So I don't really. Definitely, that's what puts me off getting Lammy one. But apart from the fact that I don't know how he's ever going to get his jaws round it, to be honest. But anyway, we'll see. Anyway, take care, everybody, and have a good Sunday.